Hey, this is Dr. Priyanka Venugopal, and you're listening to the Unstoppable Mom Brain Podcast, Minisode, giving up something now to hit your goal weight. If you have ever thought about weight loss as you needing to give things up right now to lose the weight you want, this Minisode is going to be just for you. There are some amazing studies that talk about how our brains think about both immediate reward and delayed gratification, and you better believe that mindset and the way that you think about what you have to give up right now is going to play a key role. So let's just jump into today's Minisode. In 1970, Walter Mischel out of Stanford University did an experiment that I'm going to summarize in a nutshell for today's conversation. Basically, they took children and they gave them one marshmallow. If those children were able to wait 15 minutes, they were given a second one. What they found was most children were not able to wait for the second marshmallow. Even though they knew that they were going to get something more if they waited just 15 minutes, most children opted to have the one marshmallow rather than wait the 15 minutes. This revealed something very important for us to understand about how our brains are naturally wired. We are naturally wired to prefer immediate reward over delayed gratification, even when delayed gratification is going to give us more of what we want. I think this is such a perfect example to think about, delayed reward, which is hitting your dream ideal weight, and the decisions that you have to make right now, the things that you might have to say no to hit your goal. But let me tell you a little bit more about what we discovered from the Stanford Marshmallow Experiment. This experiment actually revealed two things that are super important to understand as it pertains to weight loss. The first one is most of us are not thinking enough about delayed reward, the delayed gratification, actually getting the two marshmallows and why it is worth waiting for 15 minutes, why it's worth saying no to the single marshmallow so that we can actually get those results. Similarly with weight loss, most of us, while we want to lose weight, are not spending near enough time giving that delayed goal, that desire that we have, enough significance. We're not thinking about it, we're not imagining it, we're not visualizing ourselves getting there. Often we're not believing in the fact that we can actually get there. And so very naturally, our brain starts to de-signify this delayed reward that we have, even though we all want to lose weight. The second thing that we learned from this experiment, which is essential and really one of the biggest barriers that I see with type A professional working moms losing the weight they want, is when you are constantly thinking about the immediate reward in front of you, it is going to make you incredibly frustrated at waiting for your delayed reward. So this looks like thinking about all of the things that you quote unquote have to say no to, all of the things that you quote unquote have to give up. So I want you to imagine that child that's sitting in front of that marshmallow, that single marshmallow, and they know if I wait 15 minutes, if I just say no to this marshmallow, I can totally get two. They know this logically. But why are they having a hard time being patient for that second marshmallow? Is because they're looking at that one marshmallow in front of them. They're lusting after it. They're looking at it like, oh, that would be so good. Yum. It would be so amazing for me to have this one marshmallow. While these children or us as adults are only looking at our immediate reward, it makes it very, very difficult to think about the delayed. This is why it is absolutely essential that we come into our weight loss strategy with the right mindset. If you come into any weight loss strategy with this idea of, oh man, I'm going to have to give up so much to lose the weight I want, I'm just sharing with you the mindset and the psychology behind that thought is going to create, number one, a lot of frustration, a lot of mental fatigue, and most likely it is going to create lacking success for you in the long run. Why? Because we are populating our brain with thoughts only about the immediate reward. Our brains are very, very brilliant. Every time we have a thought, I call these food driving thoughts, two neurons fire in your brain. When you look at that one marshmallow in front of you and you're thinking about how amazing it would be and how terrible it is that you have to say no to it, your brain fires two neurons and those two neurons release a chemical cascade in your body. You experience an emotion like an urge or a craving. And if you keep thinking lustful thoughts about that one marshmallow in front of you and how terrible it is to give it up, that urge and craving, that physical desire and chemical experience in your body is going to be incredibly, incredibly strong. So many of you shared with me that the one thing you want to have control over are your urges and cravings. But the way that you do that is by really understanding the mindset and the psychology behind urges and cravings, which is only thinking about immediate reward. Now, if this has been you, you're not alone. You have a normal human brain that is hardwired to prefer immediate reward, and marry that with how most diet strategies are full of saying no and restriction and deprivation and really overworking weight loss strategies. So it's no surprise that you're hardwired to think that to lose the weight you want, you have to give up so much. One of the things that I was just sharing with one of my new clients on a consult call was the only reason you've ever gained the weight back is because you hated your weight loss strategy. Ultimately, really think about this. If you had a weight loss strategy that you actually loved, and what I mean by that is You were actually eating foods that you really enjoyed, that you felt satisfied with, that you had joy and pleasure with. Why would you ever not do that strategy? The only reason that anyone ever gains the weight back is because they did not love their weight loss strategy, they did not know how to handle one imperfect moment, or they stopped believing in themselves. We are all experts at losing the weight that we want to lose. How do I know? Because we've done it a million times. But the reason that we've ever gotten on the roller coaster is because we stopped doing the strategy, which is why you will hear me shout this from the rooftops. The way that you lose weight has to be very, very, very close to the way that you maintain your weight loss results. You can't have one strategy that helps you lose 20 pounds or 50 pounds and then all of a sudden think that when you stop that strategy that the weight's gonna stay off. I made that mistake for my wedding. I did 6 days a week at the gym, 100 calorie oatmeal packet, salads every single day. It worked. I looked amazing for my wedding, lost all the weight. The photos are fabulous. And then the day after the wedding, I was like, I don't want to sustain 100 calorie oatmeal packets per every single day. And I somehow thought, wishfully thinking, crossing my fingers, maybe somehow the weight would just stay off magically. I hid from the data. I hid from reality in this process, and I gained 60 pounds over 10 years. The lesson I learned from that experience was twofold. Number one, I had to have a strategy that I actually liked. And by that I mean actually eat foods that I really love, foods that delight my taste bud, but also feel good for my body, which brings me to the second point, knowing how to say no from a place of power, not from a place of restriction or deprivation or, oh man, I'm not allowed to have that, oh man, I have to give that up. No, this is not about giving anything up. It is about getting something more. And having that mindset, I get so passionate about this topic. Having that mindset is literally going to be the difference between feeling deprived in your weight loss journey perpetually for a lifetime versus feeling satisfied and truly at home in your body while you lose the weight you want to lose. So what does this practically look like in the Unstoppable group and how I teach my clients to lose the weight that they want to lose? We have to create what I call a fat burning action plan. We do that together on day one in our strategy workshop, which is really crafting and curating your way of eating that fits into your family's lifestyle with certain modifications, with certain changes to certain nutrients in your body, specifically taking a break from highly processed foods to help make your body a fat burner. The next thing that we do is we take it through a filter of, do I love this way of eating? Is this delightful? Does this give me variety? Is there backup plans? And what if I'm on vacation? And how would this fit in for date night and girls night and travel? And I have this big life event coming up. I want you to imagine that you had a plan in place where you knew how, what, where, when, all of it around how you would eat in any life scenario, because you have this filter. I call these magic action decisions. We make these magic action decisions, which is decisions in advance made with your prefrontal cortex about thinking about your delayed reward, the weight that you want to lose, while at the same time making a personal promise to yourself that I will only eat foods that I truly love. And I promise myself I will eat when I'm actually hungry. I will never, ever, ever, and like almost like apologize to yourself. I'm so sorry if I ever deprived myself, if I ever let myself be hungry because of what I thought I had to do to lose the weight I wanted. I promise to myself I will never do that to myself again. This is going to change the landscape with how you lose weight. And it is not just the simplest way to lose weight. It is the way that's going to last a lifetime. That being said, we have to learn the skill of saying no to immediate reward in service of delayed reward. Let me tell you what I mean. You've crafted your fat burning action plan in a way that you truly love. It is full of foods that make you feel satisfied. Your taste buds feel delighted while your gut feels better. You're recalibrating your fat burning hormones. Your energy is up. Your mind is more focused. Now there's going to come the moment where you're put in front of that single marshmallow that was not a part of your fat burning action plan. And you're going to very normally, because your brain is so brilliant at creating compelling, convincing, and convenient stories, at not putting in any effort in the moment, it's designed for this, is going to say, hey, let's just have that marshmallow just this one time. We've been so good. Let's just do it this one time. We deserve a break. We're working so hard. This is the moment that you have to learn the skill of practicing a powerful no. We confuse saying no powerfully with deprivation, and that is a huge mistake that we're making, and it's making weight loss really hard. For new results on the scale, and truly to have results that will last a lifetime, we have to master this. We have to really start to see the reality of us getting the two marshmallows, the proverbial two marshmallows, which in my definition is you losing the weight you want while feeling satisfied with the way you eat. I want you to really imagine what that would be like. You actually feel satisfied with the way you eat. You're actually feeling taken care of. That's the two marshmallows. That means we have to know how to say no to the one marshmallow now. And to do that, we have to be able to stop thinking about giving up the marshmallow. We have to recognize in the moment, this is just an urge, it's just a craving, nothing is going wrong, it is so normal, and then actually move on. What most of us start doing in that moment is just sort of ruminating and dwelling and negotiating all about the single marshmallow, which, as I was sharing with the Stanford marshmallow experiment, will make you feel incredibly frustrated and eventually give up. As you can see from everything that I'm sharing here, there is a science and a mindset to lasting weight loss results beyond just buckling down on your plan. You might have the best plan, but without understanding the mindset of consistent implementation, it will collect dust in a drawer. Or you will lose weight because you are a strong and really resourceful human who has a lot of willpower, so it will work for a few months. But then at some point along the way, if you don't do this mindset piece of learning the thoughts you're having about the immediate reward in front of you, if you think that you're constantly having to quote unquote give up a marshmallow, it's not going to last. It's not going to last. That strategy is going to become temporary and it won't be a lifestyle that lasts a lifetime. There are three core tenets that will help you overcome this. Number one, to make a personal promise, which is again, something we do on day one in the Unstoppable group, that your weight loss strategy, as long as it's making you a fat burner, is something you truly enjoy. Giving your body and your taste buds and your personal satisfaction that significance, you will care for yourself enough to actually eat the foods that you really love. You have to love your weight loss strategy. Number two, we have to plan that there's going to be an off-plan moment. You're going to see the single marshmallow, you're going to eat it. you're going to go off plan, to never let that one moment ever be the reason you derail your whole entire weight loss success. You have to know how to get back on track after a single moment of imperfection. This is, again, super challenging for the type A professional who is kind of a perfectionist. And number three, you have to believe in yourself. If this is hard, if you haven't created the results yet, if you have a past pile of failed attempts, it makes a lot of sense that you have experienced disbelief. And also, I'm just going to share with you that that's going to hold you back. So how do you start to believe in yourself? We have to get out of fixed mindset and thinking that yesterday's best is not betterable. We have to remember that humans are inherently capable of growth and learning. Just because you stumbled the first 5 times or 10 times or 100 times that you tried to walk, if you remember that you have the ability to learn and grow, especially practice new skills, your yesterday's best is betterable. This is why having a coach is essential as a part of your process, because I'm alongside you step by step along the way to show you what you're not able to see. I have my clients do weekly retrospective reviews of their week, and we really are able to do a deep dive very quickly and hone in like a dart to a bullseye if you ever do go off plan or the scale isn't what you want it to be, exactly why. If the answer was never your time, it was never your long list of responsibilities, it was never that you're just not capable, the quality of your problem solving would improve 10x. And this is, again, what I help my clients do in the group. I don't let time or your workload or your life stress ever be the reason that you're not hitting your goals. I will show you that the only reason that you're not hitting your goals is because of something that you were thinking or feeling, where you used food as a break from an emotion, or you didn't love your strategy for some specific reason. We get to fine-tune and fix that in real time. Enrollment for the group is open for just a few more days. I want you to stop waiting. I know how it feels to be on this frustrating roller coaster up and down where you think that you know what to do, but you're just not doing it. That's because something has been missing either from your strategy, the science of the fat loss plan that you've had, or a mindset element that you just can't see on your own. I encourage you to book your consult call with me. Head over to theunstoppablemombrain.com/connect. Grab a time that we can talk. We're going to go through your specific history, your unique obstacles, and I will help you create a roadmap on that call and how our work together guarantees you success. It is going to be the best call, the best hour of your week, and then you get to decide. We'll see whether we would be a good fit to work together. This group is truly unique because it's specifically designed for professional working moms with type A tendencies, perfectionist tendencies, and these women are professionals in every industry. The benefit of the Unstoppable group, because it is such an intimate small group, you get personal attention, personal mentorship, your unique obstacles are overcome, and also you get your weekly retrospective reviews, but also you get to benefit from learning from other women. There's no way that one person can go through all of the obstacles that you would face in a lifetime, but when you are in a group, in a community where everyone is overcoming obstacles and challenges and getting coached on their working mom life while having similar growth goals, you get to benefit from the wisdom of the coaching of the group in real time. It is truly priceless. So often I hear people say, if I had no idea I even needed that coaching, but just hearing that helped me actually shift something in my own life. I know that coaching and the Unstoppable group is a significant investment. It's not lost on me. And also I know that the return on your investment will be priceless, not just to lose the weight that you want to lose, but to have a strategy that you don't feel like you've run a marathon with, that you feel like you hit your goal weight and you're not out of breath, is priceless. What we are doing together is shattering and dismantling the old ways of thinking around losing the weight you want to lose while feeling more powerful as a working mom. Your kids don't have to change, your partner doesn't have to change, your job, your time does not have to change for you to hit this goal. It does require making changes, absolutely, saying no to things from a place of power, but then you get to have two marshmallows instead of one, and I want that for you. Join me, head on over to theunstoppablemombrain.com/group, where you can learn about all the details, and of course, there's a button there to book your call with me. I cannot wait to see you on a call and hopefully in this group. Have an amazing day, my unstoppable friends. Bye.